Zimbabwean police have privately buried an opposition activist they allegedly tortured to death and refused to allow the man's family to attend the burial. The burial followed the arrest of about 50 people at a memorial for the man Wednesday night. Members of the Zimbabwe National Army were posted around a cemetery in the Seke communal land south of Harare Thursday afternoon. Also at the cemetery, accompanying the body of Tondorai Machiridze, were members of the Zimbabwe Riot Police. From a location near the cemetery, it appeared the coffin containing Mr. Machiridze's body was transported in the back of a riot squad police truck. He was buried without ceremony and without his family and friends in attendance. Wednesday night, police and soldiers raided a house where Mr. Machiridze's body was on view. More than 50 of the mourners were arrested, and several more managed to escape only by climbing over the barbed wire fence around the small home in the town of Chitungwiza, about 20 kilometers south of Harare. Mr. Machiridze's wife Lydia and his two small children were not arrested and were at the house on Thursday. The dead man's mother and other relatives were still at the police station when the body arrived at the cemetery for burial under police and army guard. A few of Mr. Machiridze's friends ran to the burial site and were last seen hiding in the bush, hoping to bid him farewell from a distance. The Opposition Movement for Democratic Change says Mr. Machiridze was one of its outstanding grassroots leaders and organizers. He was arrested 10 days ago and allegedly beaten almost to death. Opposition officials say police took him to the local government hospital and chained him to a bed, but they say he received no treatment. His friends collected him from the government hospital and took him to a private clinic, but he died shortly afterwards on the 23rd anniversary of Zimbabwe's independence last week. Doctors say the cause of death was loss of blood. Mr. Machiridze's funeral was supposed to be a major event. Opposition MDC party president Morgan Tsvangirai was due to speak over his coffin at a church hall on Thursday. But after his relatives were arrested and the hall was surrounded by policemen, Mr. Tsvangirai went to the man's home to pay his respects privately to his widow and children. Meanwhile, on the second day of a three-day strike called by the trade union movement to protest a 300% increase in the price of fuel, many shops and factories remain closed. But the strike was not as widespread as on the first day. Workers said commuter bus drivers were threatened by ruling party officials that if they did not provide transport from the suburbs to the industrial areas, they would lose their licenses. So many of them returned to work. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.